Chapter 2. Screen Time for Babies and Toddlers. In today's world, more and more screens are available to children, and it sometimes feels impossible to keep them out of those tiny hands. Bottom line, most kids will be exposed to screens before the age of 2, even though the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends otherwise. Try this. Go to the Amazon site, select the baby department, and input the search term tablets. Guess how many products come up? 1,048. Mind you, this is in the baby department, primarily for children from birth to 24 months, the age at which the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, says that children should not be exposed to screen media of any kind. 457 of these 1,048 items are actually categorized as baby and toddler toys. Let's take a closer look at some of these products. There's the digital iPoddy, which has an activity seat for a tablet device. The iPad newborn to toddler activity seat, a bouncy chair with a connected tablet held directly in the baby's line of sight. And the Baby Behaven, see in store, to keep baby easily entertained with technology while in the stroller. Marketers everywhere are rushing to promote products that take advantage of frazzled consumers, the low-hanging fruit, moms and dads who want nothing more than to occupy their newborn child. These products effectively take everyday baby and toddler activities, such as riding in a stroller and sitting on a potty, and add a screen to keep the child entertained. And in order to make the sale more palatable, the separately sold content to play on the devices often claims to teach. Babies can learn important skills while they pee and poop. Decades of research on educational programming such as Sesame Street and The Electric Company establish that television content teaches academic skills to preschool children. But is it true that young babies will also learn from looking at screens? If so, what's the trade-off? What do infants give up when they stare at screens instead of the world around them? When babies do start to use these devices, how can parents bring value to their screen time? The social science research on how and what infants learn from both the real world and from...